come to town then?
Your house.
Oh, you want to buy my house?
No. I heard you've expanded, you got more room.
Let's call us back into order at this time. Firstly, looking at our agenda, a couple of items that were not on the agenda and without objection, I'd like to put on our agenda the election of membership committee, the chair plus two members, also the appropriations committee that will adjust or elect the appropriations chair. And we are still waiting on a couple of items to come across the, all of the sign-up sheets that we have. We can go ahead and do this, okay? Do we have a appropriations committee? We need to... All right, so we're going to go right into the appropriations, and we need to elect a chair of the appropriations committee. Chair of the appropriations committee, Congressman Edwards.
Nominate Maria Whitehorn.
Floor is still open. Any other nominations for chair of the appropriations committee?
Point of order.
I thought that we started with all the other committees and we put people onto the appropriations committee by nomination.
Yeah. That is how we put the members on. That
and the chair, they have nominate their own chair out of appropriations?
No, the chair of appropriations is nominated as an officer.
Okay.
Congressman Bufflehead.
I nominate Ron Shaw for as appropriations chair.
Any other nominations? Hearing none, would entertain a motion that the nomination cease.
Second.
And a second. Madam Clerk, could you take care of this vote for us? The chair of the appropriations. Allowances are now made for each of the candidates, if they so desire to voice speak for their position or their support. Beginning with Mr. Shaw, Congressman Shaw, would you like to voice? And then you'll be followed up by Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thought about this position for the last few weeks as some approached me and asked me whether I'd be interested. And, you know, whenever you're asked by your colleagues to man any particular position in staff and chair, you know, it always means a lot, because if someone thinks that you've exhibited good judgment, that you run a productive meeting, and that you're efficient, perhaps methodical, black and white, and objective decisions that you make, and how you use your influence as a chair of the committee. I've always called myself a fiscal conservative, because it seems like over the last 2 years since I've been on the Congress, it's always been stop the spending, leave some money in the bank. We can't keep just coming in under the radar with a positive unencumbered bank balance and consider that to be a good job. And I've been on the Appropriations Committee the last 2 years with the previous chair. I believe I've contributed to try to gain the end result of spending our money sensibly, to know when to say no, and to be ready to take the criticism that may occur from our constituents. Even though it's difficult, you'd like to make everyone happy, but sometimes you have to make recommendations. And we all know that you're still just one vote, whether you're the chair or not, you really still just have one vote, but you still yield a certain amount of influence that still can be substantial and put spin on a particular piece of legislation or committee substitute or a spending level or a spending restriction. But that doesn't scare me, because if you know the details of how we operate, how much we spend, then you realize that you've got to have some guts to be able to make some hard calls I would promise if elected that I will make those decisions, I will use my influence judiciously, and also use the full abilities and knowledge of my committee to help reach a decision that will help guide the Congress.
Thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Thank you. Since I've been Speaker, I've realized that the body of Congress has been lacking in the strength of appropriations as our rules are written. I haven't seen us follow what the rules are for the Appropriations Committee. We have policy and procedures that involve the appropriation chair's judgment and decision on appropriation bills that come before you. The appropriations chair has a lot of power that was not utilized in the past, and I believe in that position that I'll have the ability to do so. There's process and procedure that wasn't followed. I am a fiscal conservative also, and I know when to say no also. Also, what I noticed sitting as speaker is the bulk of our work that we do has to deal with appropriating the nation's money. When Congress or the Appropriations Committee doesn't keep a good record of what we've done in the past, what our appropriation track record has been in the past, what's sitting before us, and how we're going to project out what we know is going to be our income in the future, I don't believe that they've fully done the job of that sitting committee or that select committee of Congress to direct this body and to direct the nation. As Speaker, I started doing that type of work that was missing, that I saw was a missing link in what we needed to do. I made sure that the Appropriations Chair had those documents. I worked closely with the budget analyst to start doing that review so we would have data. If this body doesn't have data, we can sit, the way I've described it on the campaign trail, we have this big ball called projected revenue. And the way I saw us perform in my first 2 years of Congress is we just go to that big ball, we pull money out of it, and then when it was close to going, the Appropriations Committee would say, whoa, wait a minute, we're close to finished. This body cannot continued to conduct itself that way, and I saw that as a weakness of this body. So that's when I started working closely when we got a budget analyst to say, okay, let's do some review. Let's produce some data how this body has spent our money, how it's been appropriated. It's very hard to track when we have the administration that sometimes changes and shifts programs. And I think that the committee needs to be dedicated to looking at that. I think that the job of the Appropriations Chair is more than just a flurry of business during the session. I think there's a lot to go with it. Also, I believe that the Appropriations Committee really needs to look at the Treasury bill, especially since the last ruling of the Supreme Court, and also the opinion of the Attorney General that the Budget Parameters Act no longer stands. This Appropriation Committee, it's critical and it's crucial that we look and see what we can do constitutionally to shore up some form for this nation. Not just for us, not for our benefit, not for the benefit of the executive, but unless we are tracking that and looking at it and we have good strong laws in place to support that and how we function today, we're always going to have a problem with appropriations. I promise that will be my work and my effort. I think that I've made it pretty clear to people that I would like to serve in that position, that's really one of the reasons I wanted to step back from the speaker's position, because this is what I want to focus on right now. I feel it's important for the nation. I feel like we're at a critical point with our revenue and our appropriations right now, and I believe that I would offer strong leadership in that position, in the position of Appropriations Chair, and work with the committee to get us moving in that direction, to figure out how budgets are going to work for us coming in. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
All those in favor of Congresswoman Whitehorn being Appropriations Chair for the Fifth Osage Nation Congress, raise your hand. All those in favor of Congressman Shaw being the Appropriations Chair of the Fifth Osage Nation Congress, raise your hand. Congressman Shaw is the Appropriations Chair of the Fifth Osage Nation Congress.
I'd like to call your attention now to the listing of the Congressional Affairs Committee. I have four individuals, five. Otto Hamilton, John Maker, Joe Tillman, Shannon Edwards, R.J. Walker. Ms. Edwards?
Well, Otto's already on the committee as the second speaker, so it's four members.
What?
And I nominate, John Maker to be on the Congressional Affairs Committee. The Congress shall nominate who will be elected by majority vote. We're not the same term. I mean, I'll try this. Move to suspend the rules and nominate John Maker, Joe Tillman, Shannon Edwards, and R.J. Walker to the Congressional Affairs Committee by acclamation.
Second.
And I have a second. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Those opposed say no. Thank you. We have Congressional Affairs Committee now seated. Mr. Hamilton is the chair. Moving on. Congressional Rules and Ethics Committee. You'll find that note. I have three names. Angela Pratt, Shannon Edwards, Alice Buffalo Head have signed up for Rules and Ethics. Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
I'll nominate Angela Pratt to serve as chairwoman for Rules and Ethics.
Do you have a second?
No second required, is it?
No second. Any other nominations? Hearing none. Chair to entertain a motion that nomination cease.
Submit.
Second.
And a second. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Angela Pratt, you are the chair of Rules and Ethics.
Call for a vote.
Call for a vote. Those in favor of Angela Pratt being chair of the Rules and Ethics Committee.
Aye.
Say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Opposed say no. Ms. Pratt, you are the chair of Rules and Ethics, serving along with Shannon Edwards and Alice Buffalo here. Shannon Edwards.
We suspend the rules and nominate Shannon Edwards and Alice Buffalo Head to the Rules and Ethics Committee by acclamation.
Second.
And a second. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Yes. Opposed say no, and I shall repeat now. Shannon Edwards and Alice Buffalo Head are members of the Rules and Ethics. Angela Pratt is chair. Moving along. Is that a member's being here? Membership standing committee. Who do we have there? Always? Who's next? We'll address now the membership committee. Congresswoman Edwards.
I nominate John Maker to the chair of the membership committee.
Second.
May I have a second? Is that necessary? We have a second?
No second needed.
Any other nominations? Ms. Pratt?
I nominate Maria Whitehorn as the chair of the membership committee.
Any other nominations? Hearing none. Chair to entertain a motion that the nomination cease.
Sir.
I have a second. Again, offering Mr. Maker and Ms. Whitehorn again some time if you wish. The voice, Mr. Maker.
Yes, when this was first created, I had a good thought about this because it's very needed. We had a lot of controversy in our membership department recently, and this is why this was created, of course. And I have done a great deal of work while I was with the language program on the families, the histories, and all the names of the families in the Rome book. So I bring a great deal of knowledge in that respect. And I can work with our membership department in helping them if they did need some translation or even kind of work in some of that on the languages as well. So I bring that knowledge to this department.
Thank you. Ms. Whitehorn.
Well, membership is a new committee that we have just recently added to our congressional rules. I don't think we have any firm ground or rules, or I think it's an exploratory committee to see what it's going to develop and be. I'm up for the development of it. I'm reading the Constitution a little bit before I put my name down on this, because it's a new place we're going to walk, and I would be happy to lead in that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Madam Clerk, would you take care of this vote, please?
All those in favor of Congressman Maker being the chair of the membership committee for the 5th Osage Nation Congress, please raise your hand. Congressman Maker is the chair of the membership committee.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to nominate or elect Archie Mason and Maria Whitehorn as members of the membership committee by acclamation. Mrs. Federal.
Second.
Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Those opposed say no. Thank you very much. Our membership committee is seated. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to recess for the purposes of election of standing committees. Is that how we do it? Yes. Wait a second. I was on that motion.
Without objection.
We don't. Pardon? Yeah, we already have caucus, so now it's just. Okay.
We break that amendment.
All right.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to adopt the following slate of candidates for each committee. Education, Otto Hamilton, R.J. Walker, Archie Mason, John Maker, Shannon Edwards, and Jim Norris. Commerce and Economic Development, Cuddy Supernall, Maria Whitehorn, John Maker, Angela Pratt, Ron Shaw, and Joe Tillman. Cultural Committee, Alice Bucklowhead, Otto Hamilton, John Maker, Angela Pratt, Ron Shaw, and Joe Tillman. Health and Social Services, R.J. Walker, Archie Mason, John Maker, Angela Pratt, Ron Shaw, and Jim Norris. Government Operations, Alex Bucklehead, Kathy Supernot, RJ Walker, Maria Whitehorn, Joe Tillman, and James North.
And I have a second from Congresswoman Bucklehead. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Opposed, say no. We have our committee seated. Chair, entertain a motion to recess so we can set our chairs for these committees.
Senator.